Excited about Christmas, what we're going to get for presents, and we're excited because we're going to, you know, do, it's just the time of the year, isn't it, where, but then the week comes between Christmas and New Year, and we start looking into the New Year, and we start thinking, oh, what's going to happen in the New Year? So I want to talk about where we should be at this time spiritually. At this time, the middle of December, as we approach Christmas, and yet also we approach the end of a year. And I want to just, right from the start, tell you that this message, that this talk, is not about pressure. Okay? It's not about pressure. It's not about us trying harder. It's not about pretending that everything is fine. But this message, this afternoon, is about rising. Because in Scripture, God never tells people to rise when their lives are comfortable. He speaks rise into the moments of weakness, into the moments of loss, fear, of delay, of disappointment. And some of you might be feeling low right now. You're walking in with a nice big smile and you sort of got it right down to an art of looking fine, but you really aren't. Because you don't want people to know that, how low you're feeling. Maybe you're emotionally low or spiritually low or mentally low today. But I want to tell you that the word of the Lord is not complicated. It's very simple. We complicate something that is made so simple for us to understand. And that's how the enemy robs us. That's how the devil robs us. He makes things complicated in our minds that we can't even think further than the initial thought. Where Jesus' words are all very simple that we understand them. It's like rise. Rise. That's my word for you today. Rise. What's the word?
Rise.
Rise. Isaiah chapter 60. And verse 1 says, listen to this, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. God doesn't say arise when you're feeling strong, but He says arise because I am with you. In our own strength, we cannot arise. But because we have Jesus with us, we are able to rise. God calls us to rise when we're feeling down. Throughout the Bible, rise is spoken in the low places. Joshua 1 and verse 2 says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, which is a river. And Joshua was grieving. The future felt overwhelming. And God didn't wait for Joshua to feel ready. He said to him, Joshua, arise. 1 Kings 19 and verse 7 says to Elijah, get up and eat. We like that. Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. Elijah wasn't rebellious. Elijah wasn't exhausted. Oh, he was exhausted. And God didn't shame him. But he strengthened him before sending him back out. Luke chapter 7 and verse 14, Jesus says to the dead man, to the what? Oh, he was dead. Did I get that right? Is that the dead man? Young man, I say to you, arise. I say to you, arise. People don't arise because they feel able. They rise because God speaks life into them. So if you're low today, or discouraged, or tired, or if you're struggling along, then you are exactly the kind of person that God says, arise to. Rising does not mean that we're ignoring the pain. When God says rise, he's not saying, oh, just get over it, or stop feeling, or pretend it doesn't hurt. That's not what he says to us. Proverbs 24 verse 16 says, though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. The Bible never says the righteous never fall. It says they rise again. Who are the righteous? Falling did not disqualify you. Failure did not end your story. Staying down is not God's plan for you. Psalm 145 verse 14 says, the Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. Bowed down. Now, God doesn't demand strength from broken people because he provides the strength. So what is it that keeps us from rising? The reasons rising can feel really hard. First one is shame. The feeling of shame. Romans 8 verse 1 says, there is now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Shame talks to us. It says to us, oh, you blew it. You've totally blown it. But grace says to us, get up, I'm not finished with you yet. Fear says, what if you fall again? Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. I will strengthen you and help you. Exhaustion keeps us from rising. Isaiah 40 verse 29 says, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. If you're feeling tired and you're feeling because you're feeling tired that you're disqualified, you're not. Because you're exactly who God strengthens. That sometimes rising feels difficult because we have a lack of faith, but not because we have a lack of faith, but because we need renewal. Rise begins with God's voice. In the Bible, in the scripture, people don't rise by willpower. They rise because God speaks. Now, if we're not listening to God, we're not going to hear him, are we? John 11, 43 to 44 says, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! And the dead man came out. See, resurrection began with a word. Romans 10 verse 17 says, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. And today, this afternoon, God's word to you is still very much alive, still active, still powerful. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12 says, "For the word of God is living and active." This is the word of God, the Bible, the word of God. God is not asking you to get yourself all hyped up, but He's calling you to respond to Him, to rise, because He is speaking to you. That rising often starts small. Rising doesn't always look dramatic. Sometimes it looks ordinary, but faithful. Zechariah 4 and verse 10 says, "Do not despise these small beginnings." That rising might look like praying honestly instead of impressively, of opening the Bible again, of asking for help, of forgiving step by step, of just showing up at the feet of Jesus again. In Psalm 37, verse 23 to 24, it tells us that the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in Him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Church, God doesn't require a leap. He just asks you for a first step. And every step taken with God is a step towards renewed life. It's time we started to rise into who God says we are. That when God tells people to rise, He often reminds them who they are. A guy called Gideon in the Bible, he was hiding in fear, and God says to him, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." To Peter, who denied Jesus, He said, "Feed my sheep." That God calls you based on who you are, not your worst moment. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, it says, "If anyone is in Christ, then he is a new creation." That you don't rise to earn God's love. You rise because you are loved. You don't have to earn God's love. You're loved already. That's why I've often said, that we're not religious. We don't do religion here. We do relationship with Jesus. There's a big difference. Religion says you have to follow all those rules and you have to go and sing Hail Marys and light candles. And that's religion, where you're constantly trying to do things to make yourself acceptable to God. Relationship with Jesus is coming and having a living relationship with Him, letting Him breathe new life into you. Living the New Testament, where He said, "I am the light of the world. I am your shepherd. My sheep know my voice." Where we find the promises He's made to us when we come to Him with our issues and our problems and our hurts and our brokenness. That's relationship. But if we go, how are we going to have a relationship with God if we don't even talk to Him? If we don't even read the Word? Psalm 37 tells us, "The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in Him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." You are loved. So I want to ask you today, What has God been asking you to rise from? Maybe even right now, while you were sitting here, something came into your mind. Is it fear or discouragement or regret? Or maybe you're asleep spiritually. Or a season that's over, or a label that you've been worn too long. You know, when I talk about a label, I'm talking about what other people have said about you. And what you've said about yourself, we stick labels on ourselves for every mistake we've made, and we say, oh, I'm unworthy, I'm a lost cause, I'm useless. Jesus wouldn't be interested in me. I've blown it. These are the labels. We stick them all over us. We stick it nuts. When somebody comes and says, oh, look at you. You've got nothing to offer the world. Look what you did. And they're sticking labels, and eventually we're full of labels. But Jesus' label says that God sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, that you will not die, but that you would have everlasting life because he sacrificed his Son, Jesus Christ, so that you could walk in freedom. Walking in freedom means the labels come off. The brokenhearted gets healed. The mind gets renewed. He breathes new life into us. That's relationship with Jesus. And we can decide today, are we going to walk out here in religion, or are we going to walk out here in relationship? I would encourage you to choose the latter because, well, the first one didn't work for me. Ephesians 5 verse 14 says, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead. He's talking about spiritual death, and Christ will shine on you. I found that rising doesn't mean that everything changes suddenly or instantly, but it means that our direction of life changes. And the direction that we choose to take will determine our destiny. I know what I want to do every day. I want to rise even higher in Christ. Not because I've got it all together, but because Jesus walks with me. I have nothing to worry about anymore. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. The Son of God has set you free, then you shall be free indeed. That in the Spirit there is freedom. What are we called? What are we called?
Freedom.
Not because we do a free meal or free tea or whatever. We're talking about freedom in Jesus. And that's what you'll find here. To walk freedom in Jesus. Man, I go on TikTok lives. Every night I have people talking, you know, they Christians come in asking me like things like, you know, and I have to sit there and try, like, really try and hold it together, but I get a little bit irritable sometimes. And I think, you don't even know me. You know? You know nothing about me. But you're judging me on what you're seeing on your screen and what I'm talking about. And what I'm actually talking about should be giving you life and freedom. But you're choosing darkness and spiritual death. And now you've got the audacity to sit here and offend and insult me. But even God enables us to do that. Now you can walk out here alive in Jesus, dead in yourself and in your sin, or you can walk out here free, forgiven, renewed. This afternoon Jesus says to you, come forth, sleeper, arise, I will strengthen you, and I will give you life. Let's stand up and declare this together. It'll be up on the board. I will rise.
I will rise.
Not because I have it all together. But because God walks with me. My past will not define me.
My failure will not finish me.
Because God is not done with me. And we can go whoop whoop. Shall we do that again?
Woo-hoo.
No, not the woo-woo.
No.
I will rise.
I will rise.
Not because I have it all together. My past. My failure will not finish me. And God is not done with me. Okay, go on. Whoop, whoop. I'm going to upset off. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Janet, come on. Let's. Who's walking out here alive today? Come on. Let me see. No one. None of you.
Yes.
Yes. Not Gary. You are very much alive. Cheers.